Good morning. It is April 17th. It is a Wednesday. Good morning. How are you? How's everybody doing? This is Mornings with Mel on Be Present. I'm really excited to be here with you. Let's just dive right in, shall we? So today, as far as astrology stuff goes, it's a mixed bag of nuts, if you will. Oh, it's a mixed bag of nuts. So we've got a beautiful trine going on. It's like just full of love. So love is just going to be plentiful today. And with love, it comes all earthly pleasures. So you also might be really into some food, might have the munchies today. And a common theme through this episode and through this day, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, is a treat yourself day. And that's not even astrology based. I'm just letting you know it is that day. We've got another trine that's going on. It's going to be really good for your intelligence. So you might have some creative ideas. You might have some like crazy, like practical thoughts going through. It's a really good time to just like kind of dive into everything. Now, with that being said, we have two different squares that are going on kind of throughout the day that are going to cause a little bit more confliction with those two. So you're going to have a little bit more laziness, a little bit more frustration. The moon squaring Uranus, which is happening tonight, like more this afternoon, like 5:20-ish if you're on the East Coast. So, you know, do your math. You might just be kind of be headstrong, a little bit irritable. It's not a good time to make big decisions. In general, today is not a good day to make massive decisions. But yeah, there could be some unexpected challenges, some unexpected changes. So just like kind of like gear up for that. There's only a couple, that's only lasting for a couple hours. So won't have a lot of time for that, but it's still a good chance that you could get like a whammy factor. So just be very careful, take your time, check your boxes, cross your T's, dot your I's, all that jazz. And again, food is a big aspect here. So like if you're on any kind of diet or lifestyle change, just be a little bit more mindful today. Make it a little easier for yourself because you might be tempted to dip into the more sweets. In general, I know for me, I'm going to take that as a massive warning. I'm on my gut healthy kick and it's going great. It's going great. I obviously have a lot more energy than I did over the last couple weeks, which is really exciting. But that's the thing about, it's crazy. All I have to do is eat well and keep my stress at a minimum. Like, isn't that crazy that's the major things that help my tummy with my stomach disease. And how many other diseases out there? So many, if we just maintain stress and food. But that is so much more difficult said than done. So much more difficult said than done. We do as we can. Personally, I've been labeling, instead of talking about it in the sense of my disease, I just tell people I'm paleo. So I sound like a douchebag from 2010, but it's true. it works. No offense to anybody who's on paleo. I'm also trying to eat paleo. But anyway, today is a special day. Today is April 17th. It is one of my dearest friend's birthdays, Miss Sam. Now, the special thing about Sam is Sam was a huge artist and just an incredible human being and just so sparkly. And if you ever had the chance to meet her, you know how lucky you are. She is no longer on this earthly plane with us. So what does that mean for you who may not know Sam? Well, first of all, you knew her because you saw a small woodland creature in the woods that looked at you. That's Sam. You see a random dollar on the ground, that's Sam. You get like a free drinker shot at a bar randomly, unexpectedly, that's Sam. It's all this fun little, small, tiny little moments, which is very exciting. But if you did not know her, what's a way you can celebrate today? It is by being your most authentic self. Live like Sam. Sparkle, giggle, dance. just have some fun today. So again, today's a treat yourself day, but in a healthy way, because we love ourselves. We're taking care of ourselves. And I think that's the crazy balance. And that's the hard thing with the phrase, like, treat yourself, or like, take care of yourself. Because I think so often, you know, we were talking earlier about the astrology today being about, like, kind of divergent when it comes into food, and really wanting to just kind of, that's a fixation for the day. You know, something that helped me kind of get back on the right path with my dietary stuff is remembering, like, it's not that I have to eat this way, it's that I deserve to eat this way. And it takes some getting used to changing that mindset, but, like, I don't have to eat a bunch of vegetables. I get to eat a lot of vegetables. There's people out there who can't afford to get vegetables. There's people out there who don't allow themselves to eat vegetables. There's so many nutritional benefits when it comes to things like veggies and how you cook them. And first of all, they're delicious. But changing that mindset of, like, oh, I deserve this. I deserve to live a stress-free life. I deserve to be myself. I deserve that. Even that small phrase of, like, telling yourself, I deserve that, I think it really takes away some of the things, because so many things we think of as punishment. Food, you know, exercise. Those are two things. Work, even. Because work feels like a punishment a lot of times, because so many people don't like their job. And so many people are unhappy with where they are. And I'm not saying it's not a punishment in some ways. I'm just saying that there's other options out there. It shouldn't be a punishment. But you do deserve to make money. You do deserve to grow your skill sets and whatever they may be. And again, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't do that. Bad news, babe. Get a new job. Like, get a new job. Because you deserve it. You deserve to grow your mind. You deserve to grow your wallet, your mind, your heart, all of those things. And if you're in a spot and place that isn't contributing to that, well, boy, howdy. Like, let's get you somewhere better. Let's find you something else. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. I'm kind of ranting here, but remembering that you deserve things, because so often we will settle for stuff and we will, like, make do. And, you know, on a day like this where you might be more tempted subconsciously because of the universal things and this and that and blah, 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 you could possibly feel, like, funky or this or that. Because, again, laziness isn't just applied to that. There's so many things you can be lazy with. And it's kind of a little theme for this, like, later this evening. You deserve to get all the things done you want. How many times can I say you deserve something in a podcast? I don't know, but I hit the limit, I think. But you do. And if hearing me say it makes you uncomfortable, you need to start saying it more to yourself, because that says a lot. But I'm proud of you and I love you. And as far as today goes, we're going to be sassy. We're going to be glittery. And we're going to be lovely, because that's what we fucking deserve. And, you know, eat some burrata if it's on your dietary. I can't eat burrata. If you can eat cheese, that is one thing I'm going to throw out there. If you can eat cheese, I can't eat cheese today. If you can eat a burrata in honor of my friend Sam, and a bottle of wine, that's another way you can always celebrate April 17th. Good days. It's a good little weekend. Thanks for letting me go on a little rant there, friends. I guess it's the whole point of a podcast, yeah? We're getting more comfortable. We're working on it. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful you gave me this space. Also, I didn't mention it yesterday. I hope you got your taxes done. It's okay if you didn't. You can still do it. I think. I don't know anything about taxes. I do know Monday was tax day, but I believe in you. We have a pretty exciting weekend coming up. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's Sam day. It's fucking Wednesday. If you can't spell it correctly, that helps when you pronounce it. All right, I'm feeling silly. Okay, I'm gonna go. It's time. It's time. It's time. I know. It's time to get. It's time to go. It's time to go. I'm trying to think of something I can make a noise with. Oh, that didn't sound good. I didn't like that. Okay, I'm gonna figure out something. Anyway, it's time to go now. It's time to go now. We'll talk tomorrow. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Okay, bye.